for all the river talk in these parts, it's actually kind of hard to see the water. Doug Sundag's farm is about 2 miles from the river, and his view to the west is of the bluffs on which Missouri towns like Herculaneum sit.
That's Missouri Bluffs, and that's Missouri Bluffs, and to the north, the bluffs that you see is Missouri. We're on a big bend here.
Doug's friend Ron Kirkelice is visiting the farm today. Kirkelice lost his home in the 93 flood, but he still farms on the flood plain near Valmire, Illinois. The two are also commissioners with the local levee district, which means they're in charge of keeping the local levee up to date so the river is kept away. Today, though, they're talking about the possibility of a new federal levee and something called Plan G.
Well, you're talking quite a few farmers.
You'll lose a whole
That's all it, everything they got's in this. I mean, that absolutely put them out of business. And you're one of them, I'm one of them, and there's
quite a few more.
Quite a few more.
No one is going out of business anytime soon, though. Plan G is something the Army Corps of Engineers studied and decided wasn't worth the money. It would have the Corps spend billions building up bigger levees along the upper Mississippi to 500-year levees, the highest levees the Corps builds. Plan G also would create a huge storage district nearby. A storage district is a kind of relief area where floodwaters go to take strain off other levees. Corps engineer Richard Astrak says design elements like these can help control flooding in other places.
Now we have the capability that we didn't have before to look at the entire system to ensure that actions taken at one location can impact another location.
The Valmire Storage District would require a new levee in the floodplain, which would leave 10,000 acres of currently protected farmland unprotected and on the wrong side of the levee. This all started a few years ago when Congress told the Corps to study the entire upper Mississippi River from Illinois' southern tip to Minnesota. Find out if the current levees are good enough to reduce flood damage. If not, should there be some comprehensive plan to guide just which levees get built up and when? Such a study actually had never been done. The Corps' Richard Astrak says they looked at a lot of options, including that Plan G, to see if any of them were worth the time and money, and it turns out none of them is.
So none of the plans, systemic plans, passed that test, and so our draft report does not recommend any systemic plan.
And the Corps' final report will probably recommend essentially doing nothing, saying the current system does a good enough job of preventing flood damage. The Corps will recommend updating but not raising current aging levees and also creating some mini-levees to protect roads that approach bridges. But even with all the assurances that Valmire, Illinois is safe for now, farmers in the bottomlands are worried that the feds might one day force their children or grandchildren off their farms. Ron Kirkelice is a fourth-generation farmer.
We're pretty much assured that in our lifetime it ain't going to happen. But if, you know, some of us got another generation coming up, and you don't know. I mean, they claim, you know, they're already going to come up with the money, but they want to come up with it, they'll find it.
The worries stem from the fact that the Corps cannot, in all fairness, guarantee that such a levee would never be built. Because setting aside some of the bottomlands for natural flooding could protect big cities such as St. Louis, Missouri, and Memphis, Tennessee, there's concern that Congress might one day instruct the Corps to buy out those farms. So while Valmire is not getting a new levee right now, the people here say they'll keep working to stay one step ahead to make sure it never happens. For the Environment Report, I'm Tom Weber.